25, 24 now before 8 o'clock. First Take, Lando and Chavis. And Brett, we've got a guest in the studio.
We do. Here on 5 Points Week, and Tuesdays being Education and Health Day on First Take, I've invited Dr. Desiree Anastasia, sociologist professor from MSU Denver, to come in and talk to us about the benefits of yoga. And thank you so much, Dr. Anastasia, for coming in and talking with us today. Get real nice and close to that mic there.
No, thank you for this opportunity.
Excellent. Sounds great. So, real quick, a little bit of background on your academic experience and who you are as a sociologist.
I'm not only a sociologist, but I'm a criminologist.
That's
so,
right.
Yes, I unfortunately do a little bit of bummer research, you know, crime statistics and victimization.
Well, I'm clean. How about you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right.
All right,
well, luckily, I'm not on the law enforcement side of it all.
Okay.
The research academic side. I started to actually do yoga due to the stress of my job, which is kind of interesting because if you look at a list of the most stressful jobs and least stressful jobs, professor is on the least stressful end of it all. But I do believe that context matters and what you're teaching. And so after about 6 years of teaching, you know, victimology, criminology, and things of that nature, I had a therapist friend say, you know, I think you should, you know, go back and do yoga after taking a hiatus from it.
Is that when you considered perhaps that some of what you were doing might benefit people that you were studying in those social groups?
Very much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you have since taken your study of yoga to those social groups. Tell me a little bit more about some of the people that you're bringing yoga to.
We are bringing yoga to prisons and jails all over the United States and beyond now. We are also taking yoga to individuals that have addictions, individuals who also have disordered body image and disordered eating. Individuals that have secondary traumatic stress, like first responders, police officers, and whatnot.
Wow.
So anyone who's experiencing PTSD, anxiety, depression, and anything that comes from that.
Well, that's great because, of course, you know, we see those kind of culture groups across our society having a hard time, and we're not finding a lot of conventional ways to solve those problems overall.
No, we're not.
A lot of success. But so what are you seeing with yoga in these groups, and is there any scientific research to the results of what's happening?
There is scientific research that is showing that it is incredibly beneficial to individuals with stress, anxiety, depression, and whatnot to do yoga. Yoga is the connection of the mind and the body. So it's not just doing poses, not just doing asana. It's also meditation and breathing. And so we're giving individuals the ability to take yoga off the mat and use it in real life situations, to be able to breathe before reacting, before going to the drugs, before shanking somebody in a prison.
Sure. Yeah. Carlos, we could be using yoga in the studio when, like, say the internet goes down or something. We could do a quick pose.
Well, just get in a down dog. It'll help, I swear.
So the question I have is that, you know, I've never done yoga, but I've seen it, you know, I don't want to say in action, but I've seen it. And my question is, so are the beneficial effects tied into the amount of time? I mean, you got to do at least 30 minutes, right? 30 to 40 minutes? I mean, to really completely get everything out of your head, so to speak?
I think it definitely depends on the individual. There are individuals who can do a 10 to 15 minute practice a day, and there are individuals like me who need about a good hour and a half.
Well, is the 10 to 15 minutes because they're on a regular routine? Or is it, I mean, you know, can you do it once and not do it again for a long time? I mean, is it beneficial to get into a cycle, I guess is what I'm saying.
It is. It is very beneficial to get into more of a routine. And unfortunately, when we're doing yoga in prisons and yoga with first responders, we're typically only doing a class about once every 2 weeks, once every week. We'd really like to get in there a little bit more.
Right.
Maybe even twice a week at the least.
Right.
And outside of the jails and prisons, here in 5 Points,
yes,
there is a studio where you can work with people who, you know, may be struggling from different kinds of trauma or just need a little bit of stress relief. Where is that?
Yes. The yoga mat actually used to be next to Hutch and Spoon, and it moved to where Downing and Larimer meet. And it is a wonderful studio. On Sundays, we actually have a community class that is donation-based or free if you don't have any donation. It's okay. And then we teach a restorative class afterwards. So if you're experiencing stress, anxiety, even have issues with sleeping, come to restorative yoga at 7. It's wonderful.
That's fantastic. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and tweet out. We've got a couple things on the at DJ B Star. Star with two R's Twitter handle today from our features. I'll tweet out some of the statistical information that you have, Dr. Anastasia, perfect, about the good benefits of yoga. And anybody, of course, can go to the yoga mat here in Five Points.
Yeah. I mean, I when I think of yoga, I think of the amazing shape that some of these people are in, to be able to take their legs and move them this way and the other way. And if I could just sit straight with my legs crossed, you know, sure, that would be a major accomplishment.
People of any level?
Any level. And then I feel like I'm sort of here on this planet to let everyone know that those Instagram yogis are rare, that that is not what we require of anyone who comes to class.
Okay, glad we got that cleared up.
Yes.
So we're invited, Carlos, even in
everyone
in our
is invited, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you for telling us about that, Dr. Anastasia.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll become yogis in our next iteration, Carlos.
Yeah, well, I've learned something. I only knew about Yogi Berra. Now I know about yogis. That's good. 18 before 8. Here's Blue Mitchell from the album Boss Horn on First Take. Good morning.